Well, we've had a pretty good weekend worth of weather so far. I mean, we've made it through this Labor Day weekend basically unscathed. Lime Rock Park is wrapping up their final day without ticket sales, by the way, no attendance of their, I think it's their 37th classic weekend where they bring in all the race cars from years gone by. They have racing. They had the Concours d'Elegance yesterday. Of course, there were two big fundraisers at Sharon Playhouse this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, outdoor in the theater. And at the Goshen Fairgrounds this weekend, there was no Goshen Fair, but they've got a drive-through food truck fair, which will have its final day today, as a matter of fact, from 11 until 6 at the fairgrounds. And we've been lucky through all of that, so we might as well find out what's going on with the weather for today and the rest of this week. Who do we have in the Weather Center this morning?
Hey, Marshall, good morning. It's Anthony J.
Hey, Anthony. How's your Labor Day weekend going?
Great to be with you. Yes, very good. How about you?
Well, like I said, we've had a lot of events. You know, it's too bad because this is one of the first Labor Day weekends I could remember in a while where Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday have all been conducive to go out. And of course, most of our events are either limited in attendance or canceled or whatever. So this has been one of those strange weekends where for 4 days we've had nothing but really good weather for people to go to these events.
Yeah, it has been. You're absolutely right. We're in a stretch of really dry weather now, no humidity out there. And just terrific. And today's not going to be any exception. So, you know, temperatures this morning are comfortable. We got rid of all that muggy air. Maybe a little bit of fog in some places, but really not much. But the sunshine today will warm us back up into the 80s. So no thunderstorms, nothing to worry about. And the dry weather will last for a couple more days before we start to see maybe some shower chances towards the end of the week. But temperatures are going to be above average. It's September, but we'll still kind of feel like summer again tomorrow. The humidity is going to be higher. But today, it's not going to be too humid. So if you have time, Marshall, get outside.
Well, you know, this week, early on in the week, I think it was Saturday night or early Sunday morning, or it may have been Friday night, Saturday morning, where it was 40, once again, it was like 43 degrees at my house. And there's a couple of trees on my hill that really tell you that fall is coming. And they have started to activate. They have started to activate, which means that we're not really that far from the fall weather, and less warm weather, and it'll be darker in the mornings and darker in the evenings. I mean, we're not that far from that now.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And September is practically my favorite month of the year because you get days like this where it's just clear and there's not much wind and it's just absolutely perfect out there. And that's what happens when we transition from summer into fall. So it's looking good out there. And, well, you know, I'm watching the tropics, too, because it is a hurricane season. And we had that storm in August move by here. It's a couple tropical depressions way out there that become tropical storms the next couple days. But they're way out, you know, in the middle of the Atlantic, Marshall, out towards Cabo Verde. So nothing that's coming towards the, you know, our shores anytime soon.
All right.
But it's still that time of year.
So we've got a nice week ahead of us, basically, at least through the middle part of the week.
Yeah, I say it stays dry through Wednesday for sure. And then some rain will move in on Thursday. Just looks like showers, you know, mixed with some thunder. Nothing, you know, severe. I think it's highly unlikely. And then looking even farther ahead, you know, the weekend, I think it's going to be at least nice Saturday. We might see some rain actually by the second half of this coming weekend. But today it's a perfect 10.
All right. Well, we'll wrap that up with a perfect 10. I want you to have a great wrap up to the weekend and enjoy yourself today. And next time Pat's away, we'll speak.
Thank you, Marshall. Most definitely.
Take care, Anthony.
Enjoy.
Anthony J. this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast at Robin Hood Radio.